Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good, Ms. Crystal Clark, is here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm awesome. I'm glad to be here.
And you're looking all summery.
Thank you. It's Independence Day, so we have to be ready for that.
There you go. Well, Independence Day fits right in with the things we're doing here on Your Power, Your Money, trying to give you a little financial independence.
Yes.
Yeah, we ad-libbed that. Producer Shelley, we didn't even write that down.
We didn't.
So Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find Crystal and I here each Friday morning at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime. All right, Ms. Crystal.
Yes.
This week, we're going to continue the subject of fraud, or as I call it, the Fraud World Tour.
Yes, so we will continue that conversation. I know we like the joke, but it's kind of true. This is everywhere. The best approach is to educate yourself and be aware. Remember, we have launched our two-factor or our multi-factor authentication. This just is another way to keep your information safe. We will talk more about that later in the show.
Yeah, we'll dig into that, but that has just happened.
That has started, yes.
Good stuff. As part of our efforts to help our listeners and, of course, our members at First Mississippi protect themselves and their money from fraud, we've launched a new resource on our website, firstmississippi.com, 1STMS.com. And that'll be the place that we house some really good information about how, you know, we help our members navigate through fraud. And it's really an environment we live in. So one of the first things, and we'll dig into that a little further, is I want to talk about package delivery scams. Mm-hmm. This is something you should really watch for 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, whether it's by text, a phone call, or email, cyber thieves love trying to scam us out of something very valuable. It could be our personal identification.
Yes, I knew the PII.
It could be our personal identifiable information. This is the PII.
I think we could work a rap song with that.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Do we know anybody? Yeah, I know we do, actually. But I'm messing around because PII is the term you're going to hear more.
Yes. So that PII could be your bank account information, your payment card data, or all three at once. If there's one thing we can count on today, is this. Every day and likely every minute of the day, the world, someone is being scammed in some way or fashion.
They say, you know, many everyday scams involve package delivery. So this is one of the more prominent. Whether you're expecting,
I get that one a lot.
Well, and I know it, you know, when scams kind of came to be real. Mm-hmm. Now, there's always been scammers, but electronic-based,
right,
email, so on. This was one, you know, remember the Saudi prince is looking for you because he's got a bunch of money,
right,
that you want to inherit. But these everyday scams involve package delivery, mm-hmm, and it really doesn't matter because the scammers will still put information they can get from you.
Right.
So there's not one way to save that. So you got to be aware of all the common tactics that these folks use and that really try to catch us off guard.
Right. So let's talk some more about delivery scams that are widely used. So pay attention if you don't want to be next.
Oh, see, are you saying I'm going to be next?
I hope not.
I mean, I do have anxiety about this, right?
Have you gotten any of these texts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's I'll tell you the one that got me. So, you know, here are some of the package delivery dilemmas that we want to make you aware of. So package scammers impersonate known delivery services. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a mic shield on this so I'm not spitting into it the whole time. So delivery services or retailers to get you to divulge that valuable information, mm-hmm. that PII. Here are some of the most prevalent messages the scammers used, including keywords, red flags to watch for. Now, on the website, you'll see an example of, say, a FedEx package. It'll have some date and information, but there are ways that you can avoid, you know, getting scammed there. But let's talk about some of the examples to look for.
Okay. So one example is your courier was not able to deliver your parcel. Please confirm your delivery shipment. They had problems delivering your item, or please update delivery preferences to receive your package. Or the last one is, in order to get your shipment, open the attachment and verify your payment details.
Now, see, that's one of the ones that got me at first. And it was literally what we're talking about here on Your Power, Your Money is, you know, being aware, giving you the power and the information to make better decisions, right? So on all of those you read, all those combinations are basically scams.
I've seen about every last one of those.
The one that got me was, we couldn't deliver it. So I'm waiting on Ed McMahon to bring me the $1 million check or RV, mm-hmm. something like that. So yeah, maybe you couldn't do that.
So again, with those, if you just take the time and think about it, like, did I actually buy anything? Because you'll get these emails or texts even though you haven't purchased nothing.
Thank you.
And some people fall into, like, I haven't purchased nothing. Let me see what this is. Don't click the link.
At very least, be skeptical.
Right.
Slow down. Take a minute to consider a few things, because that's a technique in terms of social engineering, mm-hmm. and scamming they use. Ask yourself, as Crystal just said, are you expecting a package?
Right.
Did you order anything? And, of course, do you get regular deliveries? And do those things, get delivered normally without any trouble?
And as we said, we've launched this new service for our members to give you the tools that you need to be more aware. So if you check us out on our website, 1stms.com, and click on the banner Security Center, you will see all of this information here.
Now, that Security Center banner, you'll see it pop up. I think it's already live today.
It is. Uh-huh.
Stay up to date on the latest security tips and information on our new Security Service Center Advisor. So, you know, that's a lot of information in one segment, so let's take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about two-factor authentication. We'll go back into the Security Center and really just try to give our listeners some of the tools for the fight on fraud.
Okay.
And let's break down that fraud world tour. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us.
Back to school is right around the corner. Your first choice to make back to school a little easier this year is First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. Get a $500 back to school loan for books, uniforms, clothes, even tires for that drive to college. Stop by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union today or call 601-693-6873 to see if you qualify. Yes, credit unions can do that. This offer is available through August 30th. Details at www.1stms.com.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. My secret or not-so-secret weapon, Miss Crystal Clark,
mm-hmm.
the giver of all good info. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money, as brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Okay, Romy Rome, so we're talking more about fraud, and
that's
it's the Fraud World Tour.
Now, maybe we get a T-shirt that says Fraud World with a frog on it.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, you know where I am.
In the first segment, we talk about package delivery scams.
That's right.
And if you're just now joining us, you can go to our website, which is www.1stms.com, and click on the Security Center banner, and you will see all of these resources there.
So, I wanted to kind of just give our listeners a chance to, they'll go check out that security mm-hmm. center. Some of the things they'll see are,
okay.
Ways to see if your data has been stolen, online and mobile payment opportunity or option security. Year-round package delivery scams we just talked about
mm-hmm.
and how hackers flush out users and Google credentials. So you'll see, go to firstmississippi.com, click on that link. It'll take you right to this page.
It's a variety of information.
There's a lot of information.
Yeah.
And as well, we've seen our members go to GreenPath
mm-hmm.
and get that counseling.
Yes.
Savvy Money is a great resource, so you can see your credit score live
mm-hmm.
in real time. Sometimes that's scary. Sometimes
and you can also set goals in our
right.
Savvy Money. So if you have our mobile app and you use the credit score, you can go in there and set goals for yourself if you want to obtain a higher credit score, if you want to be able to borrow a certain amount of money. You can go in there and play around with it on your own time. So I think that's a good option.
And I think the other thing, there's stuff like, I was looking at this last one, sneaky email phishing uses corrupt, you know, MS Word files.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's a little scary on the front end, but it you is. Click on it and it's going to give you some real-time information that can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new resource we're putting out there on firstmississippi.com. And so, all right, we will be or are implementing several things to help protect.
Right.
This show, the TV show, our social media posts have been just inundated with this because it really is such a huge problem.
It is.
So beginning July 1st, we implemented that two-factor authentication, and it is now a requirement when
right.
you log on. Now, that the parameters on that, like if you log on your mobile, I think you have, is it 30 days or 90 days before you have to log on again?
Mm-hmm.
But all that is just to, you know, give you that wall of security. So before we go back to two-factor and kind of talk about that or delivery scams as well, how do we respond safely to some of the things that you saw on the delivery scam?
So if you're alerted to a delivery issue, take the time to think and avoid an immediate response whenever possible. Scammers know when you're getting rushed or in a panic is a way to get you to make mistakes. So here are some of the best ways to respond or not respond safely.
And I was thinking about this morning. I mean, if you see a number you don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, let it go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's anything significant,
they'll leave you a voicemail.
If I get a number, a lot of times I'll respond with a message and mm-hmm. say, on a call, in a meeting, please text. So if they're illegitimate, they're just going to hang up and try
right.
again. But I find those are ways that I can kind of mitigate that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't answer the phone all the time.
I use that technique too, because most of the time if it's like a doctor's office or somebody that's really trying to get in contact with you, they will leave a voicemail.
That's
the scammer's
right.
not going to leave you one.
That's right. And your caller ID will alert you to, you know, if it's an unknown number,
mm-hmm.
out of market, those things are important. So, but like I said, if you're not expecting a package
right.
and you get a call or you get something hung on your door, that's how mine came, hang up or delete the email, the text. If you're curious, look up that genuine phone number. So here's a FedEx thing that says something hasn't been delivered. Let me call FedEx
mm-hmm.
and see if they can verify that. It's pretty simple. And the other thing that we preach about a lot, the credit union, the IRS, the FBI, they're not going to call you and ask for your PII,
right.
your personal information, because they already have it.
We already have it.
So like I said, you're not expecting a package. Just be, you know, err on the side of caution.
Right. That's right.
And number one, never give anyone your contact information, because that's what those potential scammers
that's what
are
they're looking
for.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have spoofed a phone number.
Yes, they can do that as
right.
well. We've been a witness of that.
Yep.
So don't follow text links, especially to a web page. The message and the link lead you to a bogus website asking for your personal information, your PII, the payment details, and other sensitive information. I'm going to break down PII again.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important. I think it's going to come up more and more.
It is. It is. So that PII is your personally identifiable information.
Okay.
And it's any data that can be used to identify someone. All information that is directly or indirectly linked to a person is considered PII. One's name, email address, phone number, bank account information, and government-issued ID numbers are all examples of PII. Websites can also download malware to your device.
And that's really true. It's so dangerous now to click on anything,
mm-hmm.
even things that really look like, you know,
They want it to look legit.
They want it to look legit, but by clicking that link, it can open a door. And, you know, you're talking about malware. If someone can deliver a malware package into your, you know, email server or
mm-hmm.
whatever, then not only you, but everybody you're connected
right.
to, their information can go. So you want to look for those red flags of email,
mm-hmm.
like text phishing, never respond. Generic greetings, misspellings, bad grammar, bad graphics are all indications and things that you shouldn't touch. They're all signs something isn't right. And the best response is to just delete them.
Delete them. Above all, remember to never verify your PII unless you're 100% sure that the request is legitimate, and always go directly to the authentic source to find that out.
And I would, you know, 100 is like think a little light. Now,
110.
I am so freaked out that, and really, we don't mean to create that air, but it's, I often
we want
say,
you to use caution.
Well, that's right. I think people can look at my numbers and go, oh man, this guy's
did
going,
somebody already
he don't need this number. He has already been hit. Please, let's let him go. But, you know, that authentic source, mm-hmm. I know they teach us in our cyber training that when we get an email, you just roll over that email address and see what link it came from.
Yes.
And if you don't trust the site,
if you see some extra letters, extra numbers, or something just isn't right, please do not click on it.
And I like look away. I don't even want to look at it. I'm just afraid.
And I think this just breaks down to just take your time. Don't be in a rush. Just because you receive that urgent text, it may not be so urgent. Look over it, review, just think about it, bring it to the credit union, let us look at it, and we make it help.
And that's number one. You know, err on the side of caution. Remember that the game is different. Mm-hmm. There are people that are social engineering everything we do, and I use these terms like PII and social engineering, so when you see them, you know what they are.
Right.
And this is simply scamming based on all the fun information that we put out on our social media. Mm-hmm. You know, at first when social was a big deal, hell, I'm eating a bacon sandwich. Have
everything.
A nice day. Everything. Mm-hmm. I'm walking out the door. I'm home now. It was really a problem. Mm-hmm. So people are a little more savvy.
Yeah, they're a little bit more cautious.
But it is, I don't know, akin to going, you know, to a scary part of town by yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's where you are. And you may be totally safe as long as you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's take another break here. And when we come back, we'll talk more about protecting yourselves from fraud or frogs.
I'm scared of frogs.
I know. Me too. No, that's another thing. We'll do it later. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us because we have jokes.
Back to school is right around the corner. Your first choice to make back to school a little easier this year is First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. Get a $500 back to school loan for books, uniforms, clothes, even tires for that drive to college. Stop by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union today or call 601-693-6873 to see if you qualify. Yes, credit unions can do that. This offer is available through August 30th. Details at www.1stms.com.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan, and as always, my right-hand woman, Miss Crystal Clark, is here making me seem smarter.
Yay!
So I want to continue, Crystal, and talk about some other ways we can help improve folks' money life by protecting their money, mm-hmm. trying to make sure that money doesn't go away.
That's right.
Well, we're going to be a little more up close and personal, though. All right, we'd love for you mm-hmm. to contact us, and we can do a workshop with your team, your staff, or your organization, do some in-person counseling, and pass along some of the other things we've learned on our journey. I will tell you this, that we're going to be working with the VFW locally
okay.
And doing some classes there, and that'll lean more toward our elder exploitation stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just really excited about that. Mm-hmm. So we want to come to your organization.
We do.
And by we, I mean Crystal.
I would love
because
to come.
You don't want to see me. It's, you know, we've all seen that, right?
I think you're always a good addition when you show up to these things. You bring a different vibe to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm probably a little bit more serious and like, okay, let me get you this information.
Right.
But you bring in the joy, the jokes.
Joy.
You make it a little
joy
lighter.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Percy Bland, I hope you're listening. Because, you know, when he sees me, he's like, what's up, jokes?
Yeah.
That's all I got. Mm-hmm. He needs a comedian anyway.
All right. So we can come to you. You will also see us holding workshops at the credit union because some of this requires our personal First Mississippi touch. And we'll expand on this more once we get these dates locked in. But we want you to be able to come in. We know people can't make it sometimes during normal business hours. And this will be something that will lead to a little after hour effect.
That's
so
right.
You can come in. If you have any questions about your account, the two-factor authentication, we can help you. And it's a little bit more personal because it's like a one-on-one experience either with a lender or a member service representative.
That's right. And if you're not a member, we want to get you signed up. We've got a program where that's not going to cost you anything.
Right.
But that one-on-one, I worked with some gentleman yesterday, mm-hmm. brand new member, mm-hmm. and I showed him the app, downloaded it, then he hit the authentication stuff, and I walked him through it. And before he walked out the door, he was set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so tomorrow's a holiday.
Yes.
We're closed on the 4th of July. You may listen to this later, but we're never down when you've got the mobile app.
Yes.
And the online banking platform. Our producer just ran out. I don't think she knew it was 4th of July.
It's going to be the 4th.
So, you know how we feel about our members, your family, and we want to be that expert financial solution for you. So, talking about those financial solutions, we've implemented two-factor authentication, and, you know, it seems to be going really well.
It's going well, and I'm glad that I was downstairs today, and I was able to witness some members come in and ask some questions about two-factor, and our staff just handled it. They did such a great job. I was so proud of them. I was like, yes, that's what we need. Like, greet these people when they come in, answer their questions, just be patient with them. Treat them like it was your grandmother, you know, walking into it.
Right, or Jerome.
Right.
If Jerome,
or
yeah,
Jerome,
or help
the
Jerome with it. Now, it actually, you know, and you know, in our first meetings when this stuff came up, I was like, oh, God, here we go. Another step. Mm-hmm. But then in the following weeks, we saw some really crazy fraud.
Right.
So I'm all down now with, let's put this wall up.
Let's do it.
And it's really not that hard.
It's really
not
bad.
Of all the things, this is...
It's a couple clicks, and that couple clicks helps secure your account. Okay, so we're going to break it down once again.
Two-factor
authentication is a way of confirming your identity when you're trying to sign in.
Okay.
And it's as simple as your first step would be putting your password in. The second step is proof, so you have to verify that you are yourself.
And that's the second device, or the two-factor, or the multi-factor.
Mm-hmm. And then step three, your access is granted when you complete those two steps.
And it really is just one more way that scammers and hackers can't, well, they have a better chance of not getting your information.
And it all starts with a strong password, then a second device, again, your phone or your tablet, that generates the code or the proof that you would need to sign in, and then your access is granted.
That's right. And it's a lot easier, and, you know, we just started this, and it really, truly has not been as bad as I thought.
Not at all.
I think I'm really happy to see our members maybe starting to get a little more savvy about these things. So it's been pretty smooth. But to that point, almost every online service from your bank, your personal email provider, social media accounts, they all support adding that two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we encourage you to check out sites you use a lot and make sure you can put some, you know, trust things in there to help protect you.
That's right. So if someone tries to sign in as you, even if they've gotten some of your information and entered your username and password, when they get prompted for that second factor, they're stuck.
In our case, you know, that second factor is going to be your smartphone. I mean, I'm sure there are people that, you know, only use online or have a iPad, you know, a tablet type device, that will work too. But primarily it's going to be smartphones. And then, or, you know, that smartphone might have, you know, an authentication generator that generates a new number every 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things out there. But, you know, if they don't have that information, or they actually got it yesterday, they're not going to get it the next day. They're going to still be locked out.
That's right. So let's go over again a few ways to keep your finances secure. So using a strong, unique password, that's very important. Set up two-factor authentication.
What?
Yes.
I've
that's
never
what
heard
been
of that.
Preaching, two-factor. Set spending alerts and monitoring. So use your mobile app. You can go in and set up alerts when transactions are clearing your account or whenever you get deposits set up.
Now, this one I don't get this a lot, but wire transfers are something that a lot of people do.
They do. It's very
and
popular.
Triple confirm those wire transfers. If you are suspicious, you can freeze your credit.
You can.
You know, again, shred all financial mail. And we'll be helping you do that. We may mention that later in the show, but in October, we'll be partnering with our friends at Meridian Mutual. And we'll be right off of A Street across First Baptist Church. And you'll be able to shred. You'll actually be able to turn over any old devices that you want to dispose of so that information can't be gotten, and medication as well.
But then if you're not able to attend that event, we do have shred bins at our locations in Meridian and Quitman, Mississippi. So you're more than welcome to bring those documents. That's the only thing that we can accept at the moment at the credit union is documents. So
but
you can bring those and get shred.
I think that's a service that maybe widely isn't known. I mean, I think people do know it, but we want to tell you, shred that stuff.
Shred,
bring
please.
It to us. My wife sent a bag of stuff that looked like Santa Claus had dropped it off. It took me a minute. So another way before I pass this back to Ms. Crystal is, this is one of her favorites, store your cash in a HYSA. I'm sure that's a high yield savings account.
Make your money work for you.
Oh, there it is. That's our t-shirt this week. So, all right. Talk about this one. Use credit cards, not debit cards.
Yes, because when you use a credit card and when you're making your purchase, if something becomes fraudulent or you get scammed, it's not your necessary money that you have in your checking account. And usually credit cards have a better way to dispute those transactions.
Right.
And it wouldn't take so long as you would do it if you come into the credit union.
Yeah, and one of the things that's important is debit card is your money in
yes.
your account.
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards are
borrowed
just
funds.
Exactly what they say. They're borrowed funds, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we've also talked about this until the horse is dead on the ground over here. Scrutinize all incoming texts and emails.
Yes, take your time.
So if you didn't understand anything we said in the first, two segments, mm-hmm. because we were so cute, that's what it is. You want to scrutinize all incoming communication. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. Text, emails. I'd be looking for signs, too.
Yes.
You know, just don't if somebody holds up a sign, free money,
it's
guess
not
what? It is not free.
It's gonna cost you.
Now, this one, keep software up to date.
Yes.
So that's literally when you see a software update pop up mm-hmm. with your, you know, provider, your online provider of internet, update it when
or
it tells
apps.
You to.
When you get on
apps
that app and, yep. and you see that update, please install it.
Yes. It is a way that provider protects your information.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we've talked about teach elders about online safety.
Yes.
This one is just a nice thing to do. Folks, you know, the folks in your family, and let's just say maybe they're not as savvy.
Right. They may not be aware.
But now be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've seen that Carvana commercial where Granny buys the car in a few seconds. So, yeah, they're going to pass this by. But we get it, right?
We get it.
It's a bit of an annoyance.
It takes an extra few seconds, but we are constantly working to keep your information safe. And we know that knowledge is power, and just being aware is half the battle.
That's right. Knowledge being power is how you get to your power, your money.
That's right.
And another reminder, Shred Day.
Shred Day is October 16th, which is also International Credit Union Day. We will partner with Meridian Mutual and hold this event at Meridian Mutual.
And since it's International Day,
mm-hmm.
Justin Brandstetter, their CEO, will be cooking some delicious.
Oh, is he cooking?
No, I'm making this up as we're going. I hope. Please call Meridian Mutual and tell them you're down for International Credit Union Day and see what Justin's going to be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get beat up. So that's all we have for today, Miss Crystal. Thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. You can join us each week at 905 or 906. I don't know why I have that wrong there. On Supertalk 103.3, or you can go to supertalk.fm, search Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime.
And remember, you can watch me on WTLK Fridays for Financial Fitness Friday to learn even more about taking control of your money life. From the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark, and my shadow here, Mr. Jerome Trahan, we thank you for listening.
And as I always say, yes, ma'am. Right?
Yes.
All right, everyone. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. This is Your Power, Your Money. We'll see you next time.
Mississippi Media Production.